Saying goodbye to a loved one can be tough, especially if you're parting ways for good. But grief counselor and patient advocate Isabel Stenzel Burns says the art of saying goodbye can and should be learned and practiced. It's knowledge she gained from a lot of personal experience. LifeKit's Andy Tagle has more.
Isabel Stenzel Burns was born with cystic fibrosis, a progressive illness that damages the lungs and other organs. Her identical twin sister, Annabelle, was born with the same condition.
She was my sidekick, my soulmate, my best friend, sometimes my arch enemy, just because that's what sisters are. And we shared a life that was very unique because of our genetic illness.
The pair were in and out of hospitals constantly and faced a lot of pain and struggle. They, of course, were afraid of death.
But we also shared a joint passion for life, knowing that our time could be limited. We knew from an early age that one of us would die first, and we actually practiced that.
In 2013, Annabelle died of cancer.
The finality and the complete separation of someone as close as my twin was very difficult.
But all the time they'd spent preparing for that final goodbye helped Burns better manage her grief.
I pursued things that made me feel close to her. I also strengthened my relationships with friends and family and, of course, my spouse. And that really helped me kind of dig myself out of the hole of grief.
Today, Burns is a grief counselor and patient advocate who uses her own experience to help others work through the pain of loss. It's a difficult process, she says, but it can also offer a lot of beauty.
The other side of the coin of saying goodbye is how to love and love stronger and harder. Knowing that a goodbye can come at some point in time.
If you're lucky enough to get to prepare a farewell, Burns says there is an art to a thoughtful goodbye. Start by recognizing the particular role that person has had in your life.
We all have intersections in our lives where we spend time, you know, really good time, really valuable time with people, and to articulate the value and the importance of that intersection can be really meaningful.
Aim to be as open and specific as possible.
Thank you for impacting me. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for being part of this journey at this company or during this time of my life.
Of course, that kind of vulnerability isn't always easy. Maybe you're big on the Irish exit or being overly casual in your partings to avoid the awkwardness of intimate conversation.
But doing it anyway is what helps us grow as human beings. Sometimes writing a letter can be easier, a text or expressing oneself in a written form can be easier.
If you don't have the luxury of getting to say goodbye face-to-face or in real time or at all, Burns says you could and should still partake in your own rituals to acknowledge your grief.
And it might be something, you know, reflective and solitary, sitting at the beach, talking out loud, message in a bottle, whatever it is.
Finally, Burns says, no matter where you are in your grief, believe that you can weather the storm.
Trust that we will have the confidence to cope with whatever comes our way and to, you know, have that faith in oneself and one's path in life is really important.
For NPR's Life Kit, I'm Andy Tagle.
For more tips and advice from LifeKit, visit npr.org/LifeKit.